For example, instead of flying overseas and staying in a busy hotel, you could saddle up to a VR system to get the same experience. It would be cheaper, faster, and cut down on emissions. Mark asks her for examples of uses of virtual reality. And then Lisa says that you don't need to fly overseas and stay in a busy hotel. And she uses the phrase saddle up. Now, saddle up can mean to get ready to do something. The idea is that you put a saddle, a seat, on a horse, right? It can also be used to sort of like do something or use something. So if you go to a restaurant and they have a bar area, you could saddle up to the bar, which means you walk up to the bar and order your food. You can also saddle up to like a VR system here, which means to get ready to use, sit down and hook yourself all up into it. And so she says, instead of going overseas, you can hook yourself up to a VR system and you can get the same experience. That it would be cheaper and it would be faster. And then she uses the word emission, which is the release of carbon dioxide. So she says not only is it cheaper and faster to stay home and use virtual reality, but it should also help to reduce the amount of carbon dioxide given off into the environment.
Mark 就问 Lisa 说呢 ，For example， 就说呢，例如呢，那 Lisa 就接着就是回答说呢 ，Instead of flying overseas and staying in a busy hotel， you could settle up to a VR system to get the same experience。就说呢，你可以，例如呢，就是像是你可以不用飞出国住饭店，就可以透过就是虚拟实境系统享有同样的体验。这边有一个动词片语 settle up， 就是有出发的意思，或者是准备好做某事的意思。那接着呢，他又说呢 ，it would be cheaper, faster, and cut down on emissions， 就说呢，这样可以更便宜、更快速，而且还可以减少像是二氧化碳的碳排放量。